Hachette Audio presents The Sun is a Compass, a 4,000-mile journey into the Alaskan wilds. Written by Caroline Van Hemert. Read by Exy Sands. For Pat, my partner in everything. Prologue. Swimming the Chandelar. I'm standing on the bank of the swift Chandelar River in the Brooks Range of northern Alaska, trying to gather the courage to swim across. My husband, Pat, is by my side. We're alone, as we have been for most of the past 5 months. The sky is a depthless sort of overcast. No definition in the clouds. No glimmer of sunshine. The temperature hovers just above freezing, and the air is damp after a night of rain. I grip the straps of my pack, my fingers raw from the chill, and lean against Pat as we look down at the river that flows in a wide channel 60 feet below us. The only sound is the steady rush of moving water. I push away the voice in my head that echoes a single question. What are we doing? It's the 5th of August, 2012. Over the last 139 days, we have traversed nearly 3,000 miles, most recently through places so lightly traveled, our topographic maps have little to say about them. Only the highest peaks are labeled, and then solely by elevation. The Brooks Range is the northernmost major mountain range on Earth, and has retained its integrity in ways that few places have. Many of the creeks and valleys are nameless, their curves and riffles left unexplored. There are no soft edges here. No boardwalks or trails or park rangers. It's wild, empty, and gritty. We're here because we're attempting to travel entirely under our own power from the Pacific Northwest to a remote corner of the Alaskan Arctic. We're here because we need wilderness like we need water or air, like we need each other. For me, this trip is also a journey back to trees and birdsong, to lichen and hoofprints. Before leaving, I had lost my way on the path that carried me from biology to natural wonder. I had forgotten what it meant, not only in my mind, but in my heart, to be a scientist. We have 1,000 miles ahead of us, but for now, all that matters is this river. On the map, it looked harmless, squiggly and blue. As I stare down at it now, it's the color of mud. From our elevated vantage, the water's opaque surface.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?